The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Welcome to the What Do You Do podcast with Kath B. But first, whatever comes out of my head.
I was just remembering this time when I was somewhere, I can't remember where, at an event. I needed to borrow a pen. Someone had asked me for my phone number or something, and not like a datey type thing, unfortunately. Anyway, I saw a person with a pen. And so I said to this person, "Could I please borrow your pen?" And she was like, "What, my fish pen?" And it was in the shape of a fish, like a rainbow fish. And I went, "Yeah." And she went, "No, not my rainbow fish pen." And I thought she was joking. So I went, "Oh." And she just walked away. And I thought that was hilarious. I was like, "What? She wouldn't let me borrow a pen." I don't know. What do you think? Today, I'm chatting with Marie in the most beautiful setting with a view of the ocean and the boulder bank and a boat. Marie, why don't you tell us what you do? Like, what's the name of your job and what do you actually do?
Okay, so the title is Pastoral Coordinator.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, students are referred to me if they are having trouble staying engaged in education.
Yeah.
And it could be for a number of reasons. Like, I remember when I was young, I just hated school. I absolutely hated school. And Mum always said, you know, she was really worried about the door, our front door, staying on the hinges when I'd get home from school because I'd slam it so hard.
Really? Can you tell me what made school so bad for you? Like, what did you actually dislike?
Well, I just couldn't see the point. I didn't see the value. I did not see the value in education. And I grew up in Havelock. Like, our university was the muscle factory. You know, that's where everybody yeah. left school and went and worked there.
Yeah.
I didn't. I ventured way further than that to Blenheim.
An extra hour away.
Half an hour.
Half.
But yes, I did not see the value, and I was really good at English. I was good at typing. That was about it. And so I really get kids who are the same. I understand it. Plus, there's many reasons why young people struggle to focus in school. What's going on in their home lives is often impacts hugely. Families find it really hard to function, like day to day. You know, keeping their cupboards full, or lots of things to be angry about, and there's all sorts of things.
Mm.
And hardship, you know, and mental health and.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really hard out there for lots and lots of young families, especially if they don't have the support, or the support they have is not as positive or effective as what it could be. So, you know, kids come into school having to focus, often they're hungry, they don't have the right uniform, and they don't have the life experiences that lots of others do, and so they don't know what's out there and what's why it's worth working in the classroom to get there.
Right.
Is a big thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you're working with what age group?
Well, year 9 to year 11 generally.
So we're talking 13 to 17,
right. 16.
And yeah. So they've already gone through a lot of schooling that they may not have kind of caught up on. So that's also, I guess, by the time they get to that age.
Honestly, the gaps that they come with, learning gaps that they come with from intermediate and primary school is incredible. But I've also done a bit of work in an intermediate, and I can see how it happens. And then my daughter did some teacher training in primary schools, and, you know, she sort of shared what happened there. And, yeah, I get it. I get it.
And it's no fault of, you know, the teachers or the parents, or that it's just
It's the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the system that everybody's working in.
Yeah.
And lack of resources. And yeah.
Okay. Tell us what like an average day might be like in your job.
Okay. I might have a couple of students come in and check in at the start of the day. Just, yep, they're here. They're probably late, but they're signing in. I might have a family meeting where I'm meeting with the principal or a deputy principal and family and student because they're returning from a stand down, looking at what sort of supports we can put in place for them. I might do a round of the school and just see if there's anybody that's not in class that should be, and how I can kind of encourage them or bring them back to my desk so at least they are in a place where we know, rather than just cruising around and potentially dragging other kids out of class.
Mm-hmm.
Agency meetings, phone calls to parents, meetings with the deans, and lots of student interaction, which is the favourite part of my job. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy young people and kind of being humorous with them and helping make their day like, you know, not as hard as it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them know that we can help if they just ask the questions. And so teaching them about communication and having a conversation around what's not working rather than yelling at a teacher and telling them to go and take a flying leap sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I love those wins. I love being able to say, see, look what happened there.
Right, you know? And them learning something from that.
Yes.
And I remember when we worked together that, yeah, you were so good with the students, and that was like your superpower, really, and that was what you loved, you could tell. You know, what do you think is in you, or how did you come to the point where you knew that was the thing that you loved to do?
Oh, interesting. I had a member of my family got into really serious trouble when he was young. He was only 17, and he was sent to jail. And I was just heartbroken. It really, really broke my heart. And so I wanted to be the ambulance at the top of the cliff rather than at the bottom of the cliff.
Nice.
So I went and did some social work training, and my first work placement was in an alternative education program. And I just loved it. I just loved it. That was me. And of course, I was working with all those kids that I used to be. So, just went from there.
If someone wanted to go into social work, I mean, I know there's lots of areas you can work in, but how long does it take to do your social work? Is it a degree?
It's 4 years now. It's a 4-year degree, but such a rewarding job. It's hard,
yeah.
But anything that's worth doing is not easy.
Yeah.
And, I just think in whatever field you do social work, you're helping people. You can't help but feel good about your day when you've been helpful, when somebody says thanks, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So what advice would you have for someone who didn't really know what they wanted to do as a job?
Yeah, I guess, you know, like when you're working, it is such a big part of your day, each day of your life, and so you want to be doing something that you enjoy. So that's the most important thing. Sometimes you have to do take jobs that perhaps you don't like, and you just have to treat them as stepping stones.
Mm.
But all the jobs that I did before I started, I mean, I was a school bus driver, I worked in retail, I worked in hospitality, in bars, I washed dishes. I still had a good time and was social and enjoyed the people I worked with.
Mm.
And that's the key thing, always connections. I think I'm going off track here, but
no, this is great.
Connections are really important. So even if you don't love the job you're in, who you're working with could be really helpful at another time.
Mm.
And so, relationships are always key. Always have try and bring out the best that you can in each relationship so that people remember you as helpful and pleasant, you know, anyway that. And it'll come to you eventually, you know, what you want. It's not a panic. You've got the rest of your life, however long that is. to do what you love to do. Don't panic about it. Don't stress about it.
Perfect. I love that advice. That's great. And about the connections. And also being the best you can be in a job, because that matters.
Mm.
Because at least you'll get a reference to go to a different job.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, that's perfect. Marie, do you have any habits or things that you do that some people might think are odd?
I'm sure you're going to tell me one.
I don't know any, but I know mine.
Maybe that I talk to my dogs when I'm walking them.
Oh, yeah.
Habits.
That's probably quite common.
Yeah, that people think are odd. Oh, I can't imagine, Tess.
Well, I can tell you mine, and then Well, I do lots of things, but one of them is pick the corners off paper and roll them into balls, which you would have seen me do, possibly. Yeah, so that is weird.
I know that I'm constantly doing my fingernails, like pushing the, the cuticles.
Well, the cuticles, yes.
Yes, I'm constantly doing that. And maybe that's a, I don't know what it is, but I know like that I do that when I'm talking to people often, yeah.
It might be a calming your nervous system down thing anyway.
Mm.
That was awesome, Marie. Thank you so much. This is really my first interview.
Is it?
Or chat, as we would call it.
Ah.
So thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Oh, you too, Kath. That's quite a privilege. Thanks.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.